Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional.
Hey, James, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to see you.
Thank you. And everybody, welcome to the next edition of the SMB Community Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. James and I think I'm assuming you, James, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We're in the middle of a giant heat wave. I think there's a huge swath of the country that's in a giant heat wave.
Yeah.
So
two-thirds. We're in the heat dome. The heat dome.
Oh, it's going to be 100 degrees today.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Michigan, 100 degrees is not good because humidity goes right up along with the temperature.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we have the big lakes, but we have so many small lakes and rivers around as well. So, so that shoots our humidity up, and it's quite miserable. You know, we'll just all be hiding inside. It's kind of like it's minus 15 in the winter or something. Yeah, everybody just hunkers down inside. Same thing happens if it hits 100 in Michigan. We hunker down, wait for it to go away.
And there's at least in the Midwest here in Nebraska, there's some rain that is supposed to start this evening and kind of cool things off a little bit. So we've had 3+ days in a row of 100+ degrees. So looking forward to the cooler weather, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. This is why you're seeing me not in my sunroom today. I know our podcast folks don't get to see our backgrounds very often, but my sunroom is not usable when it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, I have. I actually have our shades pulled down in our sunroom that goes off the kitchen. So I'm with you. I'm just trying to conserve energy and keep things cool.
Yeah, I'm fine being out there all winter long, but not when it's hot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of hot, the U.S. has entered into a war with Iran, and we don't want to talk about the politics of that, but there are some important cybersecurity considerations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happening. So Iran is known to have quite mature and somewhat successful cyber attack force. I forget what they call theirs, but it's off of their guards, and they have successfully attacked U.S., Israeli, and U.K. wastewater treatment plants in the recent past, in the last couple of years. And I imagine that they're going to be stepping up those efforts to do that again. So listeners, if you have any clients that are in those critical infrastructure industries, this is your moment. All those PLCs, all of those IoT devices, those are the things that are being attacked. So default passwords, no passwords, elderly equipment, those are your vulnerable devices. And in December, CISA actually put out a warning about Iranian attacks on those devices, and that went out to all the critical infrastructure folks. So hopefully you have already taken care of that. But if you postponed it and 6 months later here you haven't done it yet, then please give that all of your attention right now.
Yeah, we hope and pray we don't have to worry about those things or actually do anything or react to them, really. We hope though they don't happen, but just want to at least mentally prepare everybody for that. So that would be a logical thing to look at for sure. So good point, Amy.
Yeah. So we got a good question of the week this week about attracting and retaining top talent. And we wanted to pair that with an article that James and I saw from Microsoft. Microsoft had a study recently where they said, you know, they're warning about the rise of the infinite workday. Possibly burning out your staff. And what Microsoft found is that 40% of their workers are checking emails by 6 a.m. and that meetings are being scheduled outside of normal business hours. And it's eating into people's personal time outside of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of work-life integration, meaning I don't really set hard boundaries of start time, end time. However, I do try to keep, you know, scheduled things away from the typical work hours.
Right.
Right. So might take a look at email, you know, be aware of the world and what's going on, you know, keeping an eye out for some kind of crisis or something that maybe one of your clients is having, but not actually really scheduling that work necessarily outside of business hours. Certainly no meetings unless, you know, you've made a conscious decision to support a client that's outside of your time zone that would make that extremely difficult. But
Right. Yeah, the calendar, I like the point of the calendar, you know, really protect that, you know, what your normal business hours are. And if you've got something that goes outside that, you know, maybe then you start late that day, something like that. But I do like, and there's more and more of us that have employees in many other time zones, you know, some offshore or near shore, or at least clients, you know, vendors. So, you know, the demand for these off hour meetings are getting, they're just increasing. So I think,
yeah, it's true. But, you know, part of the work-life integration thing is allowing for flexibility in work hours, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you may have some staff members that are outside of your time zone and you need to schedule meetings for them, you know, outside of your typical workday, employees need the flexibility to then take some time back out of their typical workday in exchange, right?
Right.
Yeah, there needs to be that exchange in order for there to be a successful integration of people's work time and personal time.
Yeah,
and so that ties, you know, really right into this question about how do you retain top talent. One of the ways to obtain top talent is to have that flexibility in the workday.
Right.
You know, to give them the ability to, you know, plan a dentist appointment as I have today at 4:00. you know, take a little bit out of the workday and then, you know, give it back to the workday in some other period. That kind of flexibility is really attractive to your top talent for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The traditional, you know, compensation, you know, what's the compensation, you know, can your company support, you know, good people, good quality people? My rule of thumb was always I'd hire the best possible person I could barely afford. You know, I always wanted to hire people better than me. You know, I had that mindset. Mm-hmm. I had the growth mindset, which is something I just want to remind everybody, you know, always be on the lookout. I always had resumes on my desk because we were always growing. We always needed resources. And I wanted to be able to react when we found really good people and find a place for them. So I just was constantly looking at resumes and interviewing people as part of my normal day or week. But compensation, I think, is important. I like rewarding on performance. So not just big fat salaries and that's it. I like having realistic salaries with really aggressive bonuses, you know, pay for performance. I like programs like that. And then back to the work-life balance or work-life integration, you know, the perks, you know, take a look at your company's offering overall, you know, and you add up, you know, all the training opportunities, career advancement, the ability to work with your partners. You know, most people, when you really start journaling this out, you've got a lot of really nice perks and opportunities for people that you just take for granted. Again, specifically around the training and the experience that they'll get, the hands-on experience. I think that's amazing. And look at the other perks, you know, your new flexible work schedule. You could work hybrid. You get access to this equipment and testing, you know, 401k, medical, whatever these programs are. Just add all of those things up. And you come up with a pretty nice total package, I think. So that's how I like looking at it.
Yeah, I agree. You should put all those things down on paper. Make a great big list of anything that's a benefit. You know, if you have a coffee maker in your office, that's list that down as a benefit.
Yeah.
This, you know, this employees are going to look at the total package. It says something about the culture of your business, right? That description of the perks and benefits of working for the company beyond the wage. That's the thing that really makes it's going to influence people to make the decision your way or not, right? They're likely going to have multiple offers, or, you know, maybe be hoping to, you know, I'm going to hold off and not give you a reply for a couple weeks here while I, you know, hopefully get another couple interviews in and see what's what. And, because the wages they're going to be offered probably aren't going to vary that much from company to company. But the culture of your company, the benefits that you offer, those are the things that can really, really make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, something else that we've talked a lot as well about is your uniqueness. What's different or better about your company, your culture, your people? Try to work, you know, that into your overall marketing of your business when you're recruiting people. I think your uniqueness is really, really important. And something, Amy, I did way back in my business practice, and I coach a lot of my clients in our peer groups and one-on-one, I actually have them put together a company presentation for recruits specifically. And it's called Why Would I Want to Work Here? And
that's a great idea.
Not only it's just an overview on your company and your unique selling proposition and all the services and your partners and projects that you've been involved with, but then it talks compensation. It talks all these benefits. I had a bunch of pictures of our holiday parties. I had pictures of our summer picnics. We did a lot of family events. And we had a lot of fun pictures. You know, we also sponsored a co-ed volleyball team, a co-ed softball team. So joking, that was always one of the funny questions I would ask. Hey, are you any good at, you know, at volleyball? Are you any good at at softball? You know, that's important. And people want to have fun at work, you know, and some people are really looking at that social side of things. So we did a big PowerPoint presentation that made that part of every first interview that we had. And I've done that for a lot of clients as well. It's really helped them attract talent. So consider doing that in your practice as well.
That's a really good idea. I had never thought about putting a little presentation together that way. That's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It works well.
All right. Well, I'm sad to have to say this, but if you have Windows 10 machines out there, you need to update them to Windows 11. And I'm not sad to go to Windows 11. I'm sad that you still have Windows 10 machines out there.
Yeah.
For MSPs, James and I are hearing, it can might be as much as 50% of your stock that is still Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of excuse for that, honestly. I'm sorry, I'm out of sympathy for Windows 10 upgrades. Deadline's October, folks. It's June. You got to get moving.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, you know, it doesn't take that long to put a strategy in place, you know, but Amy and I are increasingly running into more and more MSPs that have a lot of equipment still to be upgraded. So put your plan together, roll it out to your clients, you know, don't wait till it's too late, because if something happens, you know, it's going to be your fault. So, you know, please, you know, use that to your advantage and take care of your customers. And again, I think it's a great marketing campaign, just to, you know, let other prospects and customers be aware of it.
It is. But, you know, I have to be probably more blunt than usual here when I say, if you do have a lot of Windows 10 machines out there, you need to reach inside, do a heart-to-heart with you and your team, and figure out what went wrong. Windows 11 is not new. It's been around for a long time. If you've got machines out there that are not capable of running Windows 10, then that means that you haven't been coaching your clients on doing a proper upgrade cycle. If you have machines that are capable of upgrading but haven't done it yet, then that means you've got Windows updates that haven't been deployed, because Windows 11 comes down as a regular old Windows update. It's not a big project to do these rollouts anymore. It is simply approve the update and let it run. And that's how updates are done today. You know, we all remember, and if it's holding you back, your memories of how painful upgrades used to be and how much of your staff time it's going to take and how many help desk calls it's going to generate, you have to put that out of your mind, because it simply doesn't happen with this upgrade. It just runs smoothly. You know, of course, somebody's going to message me with some edge cases someplace, but they're edge cases in the main, in the majority, yeah, vast majority. It's easy. You don't even, I wouldn't even view it as a project for your clients. You know, your clients, if they've been with you for a long time, they might remember that it was a big deal. Then you could, with this, you can just call them up and say, hey, we did a whole system upgrade on your machines last night. You know, let us know if everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything's going to be okay. And now you look like a hero.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Get it done. Get it done.
Just do it. Just do it. Yeah. We've heard that.
I want to stop talking about this. In October, I don't want to hear that there are any more Windows 10 machines left on the planet.
Yeah, I agree.
There's an MSP freebie giveaway going on. We mentioned this last week. We'll mention it again because there's some really good stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, looks like over 15 industry consultants are giving away a variety of different things. I even jumped in and said that I would give away up to 5 business valuations. We're getting a lot of calls on that, of people want to understand, get an idea of what the range of value is in their business, and then ideas of, you know, what do I need to do to increase it? I think that's a great one, but there's all sorts of other content, marketing, consulting opportunities out there. I'll drop the link. Carl Polacek put a nice article together out in his blog, The Summer Freebies for MSPs to Grab. I'll drop the link in our show notes as well. So you guys check that out. That's a good deal.
Yeah. And Carl vets this stuff. So it's actual free, not pretend free. It's actual free. You might end up on somebody's mailing list, but I mean, you got to give them that. I mean, one of the things in there is a co-branded Microsoft Copilot course from Bigger Brains. I mean, Tassel, how awesome is that? Like they created the course. They're going to co-brand it with your company's name on there. And now your clients get training on Copilot. I mean, what a great promo for your business to be able to provide that.
Absolutely. I love that one.
Yeah, me too. So that was just 2 examples, one from James, one from Bigger Brains, and there's like 15 more things in there. So be sure to go check those out. James, you must have an event coming up.
I have one this week. So I think by the time this airs, actually, we'll be in the Mastermind conference, but I've got a Mastermind live event June 26th, 27th. And then it's kind of after that, it'll settle down. There's an exchange event and old CompTIA. You know, the old ChannelCon event is, both of those are in August, it looks like. So nothing in July, thank goodness.
Yeah, yep. And I most of July off too. So summer, it's in summer shorts, important to get out and enjoy it. So that's mostly what's happened. Well, great. I hope your event is awesome this week. I think that's what the end of our podcast today. So thank everybody for tuning in for another edition of the SMB Community Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.